This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Russia's President Vladimir Putin backed off a threat by Moscow of retaliation for the downing of a Russian aircraft late Monday over Syrian territory that the Kremlin blamed indirectly on Israel. Mr. Putin called it a disaster resulting from what he described as tragic accidental circumstances. 15 Russians died. Russia's defense ministry said Syrian anti-aircraft batteries downed the plane and held Israel responsible for giving Russia short notice. Mr. Putin spoke about the incident with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Meanwhile, a special UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, welcomed Monday's agreement between Russia and Turkey to establish a demilitarized zone, allowing radical elements to leave Idlib province and avoid an assault of the last major rebel stronghold. He said it offers a chance for a political settlement of the conflict.
What Syrians want to know is when will a credible process start? As far as I'm concerned, all the pieces are in place for that to happen.
Damascus welcomed the Idlib agreement, but vowed to pursue efforts to recover every inch of Syrian territory. A lawyer defending an alleged commander of the Lord's Resistance Army told the International Criminal Court Tuesday his client, Dominic Ongwen, was himself a victim of LRA leader Joseph Kony.
Whether the accused qualifies as a victim. If so, whether his victimhood ceased at any time during his captivity under the LRA.
Crispus Ayena Ondonga said Ongwen was abducted at the age of 9 and did not possess a mind of his own. He's accused of murder, sexual slavery, recruiting child soldiers. The court was told he should not be held responsible for the crimes. An Italian priest has been kidnapped in southern Niger near the border with Burkina Faso. No immediate claim of responsibility for the abduction of Pier Luigi Macali, a member of the Society of African Missions religious order. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda, Tuesday opened a preliminary investigation into alleged crimes targeting the Rohingya Muslim community in Myanmar, also known as Burma.
This includes deprivation of fundamental rights, killing, sexual violence, enforced disappearance, destruction, and looting.
At the same time, a UN fact-finding mission on Myanmar issued a scathing 440-page report denouncing what it called the extreme brutality of Myanmar security forces. Myanmar's ambassador denounced the report as one-sided. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, back from China, announced Tuesday that Beijing will have a stake in the country's oil industry, signing dozens of deals as he seeks external financing amid Western sanctions over his autocratic rule. Mr. Maduro called the deal of association with the China National Petroleum Corporation important. China will gain nearly half ownership in a joint oil venture. Venezuela will increase its oil exports to China to 1 million barrels a day. At a joint news conference in Pyongyang Wednesday, South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed to permanently abolish key missile facilities in the presence of foreign experts and is prepared to close the main nuclear complex if the U.S. reciprocates. Mr. Moon also said the two Koreas adopted a military pact to end a history of brutal and tragic confrontation and hostility. The North Korean leader agreed to an unprecedented visit to Seoul, perhaps before year's end. The two countries have also agreed to work jointly to bid to host the 2032 Summer Olympics. China's Premier Li Keqiang Wednesday told a business conference China supports multilateralism and free trade. He denounced unilateralism, but suggested China will also improve conditions for foreign companies. He spoke after China added $60 billion in U.S. products to its import tariff list after President Donald Trump announced another penalty on $200 billion in Chinese imports over China's trade and economic policies.
Because we can't let them do anymore what they've done. And I watch trade deficits because, to me, deficits are very important. They're not everything, and they're not exact. Sometimes you can have a deficit, and that's not such a bad thing. But when you have $375 billion in trade deficits, and then many billions of dollars in other liabilities of all different types, you have to do something about it.
Asked if his tariff approach is working, Mr. Trump said it's still in its early stages. The president, meeting with his Polish counterpart at the White House Tuesday, said the U.S. is considering a request for a permanent U.S. military presence in that country which borders Russia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.